Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Police in Abington are investigating a possible murder-suicide involving a couple and their three children. The Plymouth County DA's office released the names of the family members in the past hour. They are Deirdre and Joseph Zicardi and their children Alexis, Nathaniel, and Catherine. All appear to have died from gunshot wounds. WBUR's Simone Rios was in Abington today.
Authorities say the deceased are a 40-year-old woman, her 43-year-old husband, and their kids, a 9-year-old twin girl and boy, and an 11-year-old girl. Wes Cobbs, the family's next-door neighbor, says he's upset it appears no one can be held accountable for the killings.
No, there is no justice. No. I don't know why. I don't know what they're trying to prove. To take the kids, I just don't understand it.
Authorities are investigating the case as a possible murder-suicide. Plymouth County District Attorney Timothy Cruz says the bodies were found early this morning when a relative came to take the kids to school. Cruz says police found a gun at the home. He won't say whether anyone at the townhouse on Central Ave had a firearms permit. Authorities say they have no record of police visits to the home. Cruz says there are lots of questions, but at this point, not many answers.
Nobody's prepared for this. You're not prepared to get a phone call or that three little children's lives have been taken and there's other terrible things that occur in an event. I don't think anybody's ever ready for that.
In an email to parents in town today, the school superintendent said faculty and staff were sharing the tragic news of the Zicardi family's sudden deaths with middle school and high school students in small groups. School leaders did not share the news with younger children, leaving that to families. The district is offering grief counseling. People in the neighborhood around the townhouse complex where the family lived are reeling from news of the deaths. Lee Good owns a car repair shop a block away. Even though he didn't know the Zicardi family, he says the deaths of five people on a street he passes daily will stay with him for a long time.
And that's all you got to think about is a complete family gone for whatever the reason was. It's always going to be there.
Dr. Douglas Jacobs is a Wellesley-based psychiatrist with a focus in suicide prevention. He says most murder-suicides involving a whole family are driven by suicidal ideation and psychosis, but occasionally they're fueled by homicidal motives.
Usually that's a situation in which there's extreme jealousy and the person then kills the other and then kills himself as if saying, look what you caused me to do. When it's more suicidal, then it's more consistent with what we call classical depression. Someone has feel helpless, they feel worthless, but that has sort of extended to a delusional state.
Jacobs advises people to look out for loved ones and friends who might be despondent or in crisis and to ask them whether they're feeling suicidal. District Attorney Cruz says regardless of the possible reasons behind the killings in Abington, they're being investigated as a crime.
What it is. It was a crime occurred in that building. And three little children are gone forever as a result of this. And when there are issues to be dealt with, they need to be dealt with in a different manner, obviously.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios in Abington.